Hello and welcome back to the podcast We Are Selling, brought to you by Realtair, the home of pitch, sign and sell. My name is Lee Woodward, your coach and host, and as we continue to bring you this incredible information, today we are going to be discussing the visual communication plans of an agent. And joining me today is Mr. Jordan Roach. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Lee.
Now, Jordan, just for our listener out there, what do you do for a gig? What's your background?
Okay, so I'm a photographer. I focus on content creation. I've worked a lot in the real estate industry for a lot of the big brands. And I try and relay the message of each agent, what their vibe is, who they're selling to, and the message they want to get across to their people.
As a professional photographer, especially servicing the Australian real estate industry, and we've seen your photos everywhere. They're on the side of buses. They're on billboards.
Indeed.
You are the photographer to the stars. Jordan, I've been speaking about you a lot lately, and we're in the first part of the year here. And, you know, everyone comes into the Kickstart conferences and, you know, I want to do this year. And I've said to all the audiences, you know, maybe you look like 2022 just fallen into 2024. I urge all of you to get professional photos done, your latest photos, get 10, 15 of them. That way you've got all these different signals and messages that you can send. And Jordan, you did the photo shoot of Robin and I, and you've the second time that you've done the photos for us. And I got to tell you, the buzz and the vibe that comes from people who just, wow, look at your brand new photos. It's absolutely amazing. What's the importance of that refreshing your brand and bringing it back into the future?
Well, first of all, it shows people where you're at. It shows that you're staying relevant and you're not using a black and white photo from the 90s at your cousin's wedding. You know, you'll be surprised how many people use photos that are old. And it just kind of shows people that, well, you know, I'm not confident in myself because I'm using an old photo, or maybe I couldn't be bothered getting a new photo done because that's not important. Marketing is everything, as you know, this day and age, especially with the millennials coming through now buying and selling properties. I mean, everything's digital with them. Maybe, you know, back in the day it wasn't so important. But the other thing is when you do a photo shoot, and especially a bit of a lifestyle shoot or showing other content, it creates a real buzz, as you said, for people. And it just... it's something that you can put out into that hungry machine of social media and keep refreshing and showing up, because we all have to do it. I have to do it as a photographer. I'm always putting out stories and things and just showing stuff. And people want to know that. They want to know who you are.
Couldn't agree more. And I'll tell you my experience on this. From that photo shoot that you did for us, you think about, like, here I am giving the tip, get yourself a brand new photo. I've probably used 20 different photos. One made a book cover, the other one made our brand new newsletter, then there was another one for this. All those different photos have sent different signals at different times, but I love on socials that it notifies everyone you've updated your profile photo. And the signal it sends out is, we're here for 2024. We're not mucking around. We're excited about what we're doing. And I think as an agent, you need to have that business energy. And this is my question for you, Jordan. People can see your brand from your photo. That's something you've said to me before. Explain that.
You look at the guys that are, or the people, I should say, that are, you know, at the top of their game. They've got a very well-crafted out image. So you might have on the extreme Gavin Rubenstein, who's obviously, he's crafted this amazing image for himself, and people just know who he is. It's about knowing. Like, if you're having to say to someone you're a professional brand, then you're not really a professional brand. You've got to show people you're a professional brand. They've got to see that. And, you know, with what you're doing, you're obviously transitioning into this awesome setup that you've got here. And it just shows people that, like you said, that you're moving forwards. There's a forward motion in what you're doing. You're not stagnant.
When you did the Josh Teslin photo shoot, which is a very famous one, that's the one I was referencing. I seen it all over a bus. Josh, it'd be hard to get him to sit still for a second, but, you know, the photos that he's put out into the marketplace, it shows he's hungry. It shows his energy. He shows he wants to, yes, he's doing deals, but how often have you photographed him?
Well, I started with him when he'd just started working with Ray White. So that's kind of the connection, because I was doing some work with them. And they, you know, passed my details to him. And yeah, I met him, and he's such a lovely guy. And, you know, in between shoots, he's running around on his phone. I'm just like, wow, this guy's full on. But yeah, as his team grew, I've photographed him a number of times. And, the thing with Josh, you know, even though he's got a very different market to someone like Gavin, he's aligned with that. Like, his photos and his clients, it's the same style of shoot. It's more of a suburban look. But yeah, it really worked for him, and he really knows the importance of getting photos done. Every time he got a new agent, which was a lot, he'd get the whole team together and we'd shoot everyone, because he realized the importance of that. And when you look at these people's sites, I had another little look last night just to see who was doing what. And when you look at some of the top players in the field, they've all got this stuff down. They've all got a good image. Their website's consistent. They don't have five different looks. They don't have some black and white and some color. They're all the same, and they're all up to date.
Couldn't agree more. And what we've got going on here is, some people think, oh, it's just a photo. No, this is your brand. This is your agent identifier. This is someone looking at you online, looking at you in a detailed brochure and saying, would I do business with that person? And if that person hasn't taken the time to get their own number one photo right, does the house not matter? Does the garden not matter? Where does it matter? And, you know, another person who was also originally Ray White was Amber Worshen. And Amber would redo her photos, still does it today, as an incredible marketing person. But I'd chat with Amber and I'd say, how's Amber? She goes, she's good. She's doing this, she's doing that. But she spoke about Amber as, she's my best chance out there. So what photos do I need? What videos do I need? What communications? This is all part of a visual communication plan. What's the difference between social posting of photos, meaning the professional version, not the everyday version, and then stuff that's going to make our marketing collateral? Do you have to shoot that different?
Yeah, look, definitely. I think if it's, say, I shot a campaign for Barry Plant recently, and that was very different, because we had people, we had agents, but we also had talent. And we had, you know, lighting crews, and they're shooting a TVC. So we were doing all this stuff, and that is a bit different. But look, yeah, I take it all seriously, and I try and relay the message of what someone's trying to do. One good example of that was with Jeff Moxham from Moxham Commercial. He took me out to the QVB, and we went to his tailor, and we went to where he buys shoes, and we got these awesome shots to show who he was. So it was a bit more kind of run and gun, as opposed to a studio set up with lighting and things. But those images were great, because he could use those on socials or on wherever he liked. He probably wouldn't put that on his website, right? But it shows that this is who I am, this is what I do. And that showed me that this guy is meticulous.
Jeff Moxon is a brilliant commercial agent. Family business originally, and, you know, he's played that theme very, very well as a trusted real estate advisor, a very big commercial property. And again, he's clear though, but let me bring you into my world, I think is a really important one. And just for the record, Jordan, when we did the shoot here with Rob and I didn't know if we'd use the house or not. But you went to the garden shots and you saw everything we couldn't see, because we live here. And sometimes you can't read the label from inside the jar. Where do you feel people need to give their thoughts to the type of photography? And I know it's your job to do it, but this is a good example. You're flown all over the country. There's photographers all over the country, but they fly you in to do all these different shoots. It's not just a photo.
I guess having worked a lot with agents, and obviously not just agents, but also the corporate side, you know, you get a feel for what's right and what works for that industry. And I've worked with a number of brands, and they've got all their own different styles and marketing guidelines, which is a whole other topic, because a lot of brands don't even have that still, which in 2024 is quite surprising. However, when I go into these places, I just obviously try and think about what they're trying to say, who they're trying to say it to and how I'm going to get that message across. And I just did a great shoot actually for Barry Plant, Heathmont in Melbourne, and they chose this amazing house which they happen to just have on for sale, I think. And basically that was wonderful because that created the environment. So it's kind of a bit of a, it's not just me, it's also having the right environment to shoot in. And if people are having a photo shoot, I would urge them to think about that. What are they trying to say? Do they have a great space we can work in? Like you do. You had this amazing space. So I could just walk around and make it happen. So it's a bit of both, really.
And I think another good thing here is, like, I've seen some good shots where people are in one of the streets where they work. And if that's, you know, the grungy part of Melbourne, that's where you are. That's what you're doing. Terrace house, high rise. Jason Boone is forever getting photos on one of his balconies and so forth. But he works in the vertical community space where he does everything in the sky looking at the Harbour Bridge. That could be $20, $30 million. But I like how the photo of him in that type of asset is the asset he represents. That could be a really good tip for our listener of, and it doesn't matter what type of property you do. I've got some of our brilliant Tasmanian agents who do great video walking down the street. I've just sold this one. I've just sold that one. But they're in the streets in the turf. What advice could you give people? And this is the tip. This is the moment today. Someone's about to do their next photo shoot. You've just said there, firstly, what space are we going to be in? Don't do it at the back of the office near the keys and the kitchen. That's not what you're after. And this photo is your greatest prospecting communication piece. So unless you want a cold call till you die, this really take this seriously about the signals you send. But what tips would you have?
Funny how many people I see with the same photo with them against a green bush in the background, you know. It's just everywhere, and I think you've got to stand out. So how are you going to stand out? And it could be a different background. It could be a different outfit that you haven't bought yet. You should be looking at clothes. You should be looking at colour schemes. And sometimes you've got to wear a uniform as part of a brand, which is fine. But, you know, I think the problem is people put – it's a last-minute thing. So many times I've gone to a shoot, everyone's rocking up. They're looking at their watch going, I've got to go in 5 minutes. I'm like, guys – and they rush it through and then, you know, it's not the best result because they haven't given it the time and they haven't given me enough time to get it done. And actually the opposite of that, I feel like I'm boasting a bit now, but I did do a shoot in the most expensive property in Australia with the Maloofs, David Maloof. They were selling a penthouse in the ANZ Tower in Sydney, $60 million house. Yeah, that was the opposite. And he was meticulous about, and his team, what they wore. And we shot in this incredible place. And that was, that's fine for him because that's what he's selling, you know. But it doesn't matter even if you're selling something suburban or a smaller value properties or units or whatever. But you've got to think about what you want to show. You know, do you want to show yourself in the local community? That's a good idea. Doesn't have to be against a green background. It could be in the somewhere that people can recognise, you know, something that works within what you're selling.
Great tips and great advice. And I'm just reflecting back on our shoot now because you mentioned that to me about, you know, where we'll do it. Okay, we've got space. And then you said, you know, make sure you look into the clothing that you're going to wear. And I thought, okay, this is a good opportunity. I went out and bought 4 new suits. And hadn't worn them. The day you would do the shoot, Rob and I blocked out the whole day. We had nothing else we had to do. I'm not in between podcasts and so forth, which was great. We got to walk around with you. But suddenly you're wearing a brand new piece of clothing, which makes you feel different, makes you feel fresh. We've got a fresh angle. We've never shot photos in the home before. That was different. But the planning is the outcome. And as you just said then, people, I've only got 10 minutes. Quick, get my snapshot. This is not a Polaroid. This is your everyone's going to see you and will they do business with you? And I keep bringing up this point. If you haven't got the time to get that right, I think your potential seller, your potential buyer will also see it that way. This is the brand and you are the CEO of you, Chief Everything Officer, and you've got to get that signal right. And even if you're selling homes of repair, you know, fibro falling apart, weatherboard homes, which everybody loves and would love to buy one, that, you know, that is the highest demand of the marketplace. Have a photo in those homes where people say, oh, so you do those. That's what I've got. I want to sell one of those. You do those versus you don't do those. And some people can send out a signal where they're, oh, I only do nice things. If it's got title and it can exchange, it's a good property. And be where you are, be who you are. But that, if you get that alignment right in a photo, it's amazing how that can be used.
Yeah, I see stuff like that all the time when people are dialed into that. They'll go and be with the local butcher or the local, doesn't matter, footy team. You know, Josh, I think, sponsors a local team, and he can do that because he can obviously afford to do that. And I'm not suggesting people have to go to that length, but dial into your local community. He does that really well, yeah.
And remember, your photos are your tiles. So I look at the photos that you've done for me. It'll be on the podcast. It's on the audiobook. It's now on the complete snack apps come out. And I've got all these different needs, and they're different photos. For the agent, you've got your signboard photo. You've then got your newsletter photo. Then you've got your social post. And you might be hosting a video clip, but the tile at the front is that professional photo. And this is what makes the difference. How many photos do you generally get out of a shoot?
Well, if I'm doing a content shoot for someone, I might deliver 30 to 50 images, depending on how many, if we've got a couple of different locations to look at. We'll obviously discuss that before the shoot. You know, it's interesting how you just said your main photo is your photo, yeah, as in you should probably concentrate on getting that right because that's the message you have to send. But I would even go further and say all your photos, the professional ones, because they don't all have to be, you know, studio lighting and all that kind of stuff. But what I mean is you've got to show good lighting. They've got to look nice. Even if you are at the local shop, you've got to look good. You know, there's no point looking half baked in the shoot and then rocking up in your BMW and, you know, like the people are going to go, well, who's this? You know, you look so different or whatever. And it's the same with using an old photo or something you've done on your iPhone, and people do that kind of stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's all right for just general social posts. But if you're wanting to put something out, say in a newsletter or an EDM, something like that, it's got to look good.
And, you know, I just had a reflective moment then. When we did the road to number one, which was with Matt Steinwade, Matt had this photo of him next to this wall, and it was a graffitied abandoned building. But it had this urban groove to it, but Matt was dressed immaculately, as he always does. But it had this little bit of rough, bit of smooth, but it was such a great photo because the colours in the graffiti, it was a really well done piece. And that building was only demolished about 2 weeks ago. And there'll be a lot of people going, oh, that's the best photo wall in town. But you can have something urban. I know Tara Tacola up there in Byron Bay at Byron Bay First National. I love her photography because it's got that groove of the town to it. And these are all thoughts you've got to give if you're going to achieve your photos of value.
Yeah, just to reiterate, it's about having a bit of a process and thinking about the next 6 months. What socials are you going to put out? Are you going to put out newsletters? Do you need team shots? Do you need shots at work doing what you do? It's about a bit of planning and as you said, aligning the photo with what you do. If you do work in grungy areas, then get out in those areas. Look good, but show what you're doing. Simple.
And also, this is my last tip for everyone. Book the shoot and then book your next shoot. So I know when we did the photos with you only, 4 or 5 weeks ago, that was great. And they've gone live. We've got all our use out of it. But we've got the complete salesperson course, Hunter Valley, in the beautiful Hunter Valley, 18th and 19th of September coming up. It's also the book launch. So, Jordan, we've already booked you to be there because what a free venue. Like, we're already paying a fortune to be there. So if anyone's got this big event coming up, could be a big auction night, suit up, get yourself ready, but use that environment as the gig or as the free showcasing. If you had to go and hire one of those, it's so much money. But it's why people invest in their wedding photography, because it's all happening. And if you treated it like that, I'm going to, you know, this big event's coming up, it's an opportunity for a photo shoot, book the shoot.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've done that at many events where people have thought ahead, and I've done headshots at events, not so much against just a plain background, but again, utilising the beautiful area. You know, I've done stuff like that over in Perth, and I've done it, you know, in a vineyard over there, and I've done stuff here in the Hunter, or there's a number of places. So yeah, especially if you're booking an event or something with your team, then that's a great, well, it's a double whammy, because you get photos of the event, photos of the team working. It's good for recruitment. That's the other point we haven't covered. And also you can get some great headshots while you're there in a nice environment that, you know, not everyone else is going to have.
And, you know, from your story the other day, well, me telling the story about yourself and the photo shoots, I've had all these teams all over the country and they're all getting dolled up and getting photos done. And I saw some photos launched the other day from a team up in Newcastle called Movable, who are an incredible residential and commercial team that we look after. And you could see the vibe in the photos, especially the commercial guys. Like, it's been a while since they've had the photos done and they feel better. But that marketing is the first marketing piece. Your photo is your brand. Jordan, for anyone who wants to get hold of you, book you for their next shoot, how do they get hold of you?
Oh, my website's probably the easiest, www.jordanroach.com.au, and just hit me up there.
Jordan, excellent information. Thank you for joining us on the program, We Are Selling.